Staying focused is necessary if we want to reach a certain goal. Take our eyes off our focus. Take our eyes off the goal. It will lead us to deviate. To place our eyes on things that seem good, but they are not. Always remember this. God's purpose is good, but not everything good is part of His purpose. So there are things that will seem good, and perhaps they are, but the good will always be the enemy of the excellent. Remember, sometimes the good can distract you and steal your time. It will make you spin in the same place. Or perhaps by looking away, because you saw something good, you will delay the process in your life. Perhaps you will delay what God is doing with you. Now, do not think that it is God. Do not think that God has forgotten. Do not think that God delayed the process. You did it, because in the end, our feet will always walk where our eyes point. That is how it is, my beloved friend. So, losing focus is easy. If you do not have a reference, a fixed point, or a goal towards which you know you must move forward, and in general, they are not always good things that can make us deviate from the goal, from the purpose of God, or delay the process, because we could talk about good things, which generally could attract our attention, and because we consider them to be good, then we deviate. There are also things such as fear, sadness, worry, uncertainty, the problems, the crisis of life, that at some point can make you lower your eyes and make you to stop focusing. The truth is that once you get out of focus, many thoughts come to your head. The Bible calls them darts, fire darts of the evil one. That is why the Word of God also teaches us the importance of putting on the armor of God and using the shield of faith to face all these fire darts of the evil one. Faith is important. Now, faith only occurs when you feed on the Word of God. The Bible says, faith comes from hearing, and hearing the words of the Lord. That is the true faith, the one that fills you with the promises and the words of God, which remind you that He will always be with you, and that in the midst of any situation, there will always be a way out. God always has a way out ready, a solution for the moment of crisis, for difficulty, my beloved friends. That is why Paul uses faith and compares it as a shield. Now, not just any shield, because it does need to protect you not from any dart, not from any arrow, but from burning arrows, burning darts. The enemies put poison at the tip of their spears, at the tips of their arrows. These were darts, so they put poison on the tips of the arrows. They also sprayed them with a product that made them ignite. Then they fired them as well as they had poison. They went set on fire. There was no way that the person who received an arrow remains alive, and in order to protect themselves from these arrows, they had to have long shields. So, when they received the arrows, they could kneel and place them on top in such a way that they covered them completely. But that would not be enough, because if an arrow were stuck in a shield, it will ignite it completely. And then, both the shield and the soldier would burn in fire. That is why the shield had a special coating on it, in such a way that when the arrows fall on the shield, they didn't get inserted, but repelled. That is, they will not remain there inserted in the shield, but will roll, and in this way, they will not touch the soldier. This is our faith. The true faith in Christ, it is like that shield, which helps us and protects us at the moment we are attacked. Now, we are going to be attacked every day, and the problems are going to be that you became an easy prey for the fire darts of the evil one. Firstly, to finish you on that battlefield that is the mind. And after they finish you off in the mind, what you are going to do is already affected. and once the mind is dominated, the rest is already affected. This happened to a man named Peter, part of the team that Jesus chose to train. At a certain moment, Jesus commands them to get into the boat and to go forward. However, Jesus was going to catch up with them later. Now, they did not imagine that Jesus was going to reach them walking on the water, but something happened there. Well, I can make a preaching from this story, but I want to focus only on the moment in which Peter looks at Jesus. That is why in Matthew chapter 14, I invite you to accompany me there. If you have your Bible open, if not, listen. Matthew chapter 14 from verse 27 says, "But Jesus spoke to them immediately, 'Do not be afraid.' He told them to not be afraid, because they were amazed to see Jesus walking on the water." So the next word after "to not be afraid," it was "have courage." "I am here." Then Peter called him, "Lord, if it really is you, command me to come to you walking on the water." "Yes, come," Jesus said. So Peter went over the side of the boat and walked on the water toward Jesus. But there is where I want to focus on that "but." Up to there, everything is going well, apparently. He defeated the laws of physics. Peter did something that no one would have ever tried before. He dared to walk on water, but he did it after hearing the voice of Jesus, giving him the authorization that he could do it. By receiving that word, Peter felt confident, got out of the boat and began to walk. Let's say that it is what usually happens to each of us at certain times, perhaps when we feel discouraged, but then God gives us a word. We get up again and take the first step, and we think that we already have the victory, that everything is over, and that we are going to close the day well, or we are going to close the negotiation well, or everything will be rosy. We do not imagine that by taking the first step of faith and moving forward, something could happen and we are not prepared for it. It takes us by surprise. That happened to Peter. That is why in verse 30 says, "But when he saw the strong wind and the waves, he was terrified and began to sink." It says, "when he saw the strong wind and the waves." Now, this leads me to think something. The waves were there already. The wind was already beating against the boat, but they felt safe because they were inside the boat. Now, Peter was accepting the challenge of Jesus, who told him to come. "Do you want to take a step of faith? Walk." That was what Jesus was saying. "Do not want to see something supernatural? Then take the decision and begin to walk." Then Peter received the word of Jesus. He believed the word of Jesus. He began to walk in that word, but he began to see the winds. The same winds that were overwhelming him in the boat, he was feeling them now. What made the difference at the moment was that when he went out of the boat, his ears, his senses were placed on Jesus. He was confident. What made him distrust? What his eyes saw. In the blink of an eye, he stopped focusing on the goal that was Christ and began to see the good that was happening to him. Now you understand me. Why many times, not only the bad can make us get out of focus, but the good too. "Hey, I am walking on the water. Isn't this awesome?" So I imagine Peter looking at Jesus, but at a certain moment he lowers his eyes and begins to see that his feet were like Jesus once and that he did not sink. "How is it possible that the sea is holding me?" And at that moment, when in the blink of eyes, he looked away from Jesus, he not only realized how good he is living, but also the opposition that the winds were bringing upon him. And he began to see the waves, and he began to see the winds. Look, When you have your eyes fixed on Jesus, you rest, you have peace. When you look away from Jesus, you realize that the waves are hitting hard and that the winds are hitting too. Now, why didn't he feel it before? Why, when he got out of the boat, didn't he feel it? Because he was placed in Jesus. What is to look at Jesus? It is to fill us with his word. It is to keep his word. It is to focus on his promises. It is to meditate. It is to believe in him and follow him. The more you focus on Jesus, the less you will notice the waves and the winds. They have always hit the boat. They have always been there. But you are so sure that you not even notice them because your eyes are on Christ. But once you stop looking at Jesus, you start to notice them. And then you start to worry. This is so delicate and it happens in thousands of a second. Like when you are driving at 80 kilometers per hour, 90 kilometers per hour on a straight road. And you know that begins to make you sleepy. Your eyes are focused straight ahead, trying to drive well, but at some point you fell asleep, and the problem with microsleeps is that we do not know when they happen. We are willing to not fall asleep, but it attacks us. So the best thing is to stop splashing water on the face, to rest and resume. But no, we are used to live in a hurry, because we think that time is going to run out. And then we decide to not stop, but to keep on stride. And when we realize we are on the opposite lane, about to have a car accident. And all of that because it was not your intention to fall asleep. You got tired and you had a microsleep. And you veered away, my beloved ones. This is what happens to us in life too. Maybe you are on the opposite lane and you are driving, dodging everything, and you are wondering, why has my life changed? And why this has been so difficult? I think the problem is that you are driving in the opposite lane. A microsleep happened to you in your life. You looked away, you took the opposite lane, or like Peter, you barely looked away from Jesus, perhaps because you thought that you already had everything. Perhaps you said, I'm already walking on the water, I've already won the year, I have already did well, the Lord already got me out of this, I'm not going to pray with so much intensity anymore, I'm not going to read the Bible anymore, what am I going to congregate, everything is fine. And that has led us to stop looking at Christ. And therefore, what always hit us, now we are due feeling it. We drift into the wrong lane, or we begin to sink. However, great is the Lord, who is always there to extend us his hand, take ours and lift us up again. God is always there to tell you, remember, you are in the opposite lane. It is not about, look at this, how wonderful thing God gives me to tell you right now. You are judging that life is very hard and that it seems like everything happened at once. It seems that everything came together and fell on you. But that is not the problem, because in life you will find obstacles. The problem is that you took the wrong lane. And if you go on the opposite lane, you will try harder because you have to dodge all the cars that come, that you see in front of you, and you have to make a greater effort because they come against you. And it is not because everything is against you, but that you went into the wrong lane. But today, God simply gives you this advice. Come back to the correct lane. Look up again. Refocus on God. He has a purpose for you. Do not let yourself be diverted. Yes, once you are in the correct lane, it does not mean that obstacles will not come. Nor you won't find cars on the road and strong winds, of course, but everything is easier, it is more bearable, but you decide. Father, I thank you for this word. I place in your hands everyone who receives it today. Take their minds, their hearts, their lives, help them, Lord, and may they get up today. If they have looked away from you, may they feel your hand lifting them up. And may they refocus. I ask you in the name of Jesus, while there is life, there is hope. Thank you, Lord. This was a translation of the daily devotional delivered by your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. Remember that God always arrives just in time. I want to invite you to follow me on social networks. You find me as Pastor Elias HC. And I also want to invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Devocionales Justo a Tiempo. Click on subscribe and click on the bell. I send you a hug.